Yo, it is I, Dan Fresh, and this is The Way Till You Hit This Podcast. This is episode 76. I'm here with my homies. We got Darius and Rick with me. Say what up to the people, fella. Nigga, why didn't y'all say hello?
I told Darius the nigga should talk before me. The nigga didn't talk. I was waiting. What the fuck?
Because I'm going to fuck with y'all. That's why.
Well, you still hurt?
Hell yeah. My feelings hurt.
So is your arm for that metal.
My feelings hurt. Y'all did a podcast without me. My feelings hurt right now.
Nigga, we tagged you like several times. That was a holiday. Plus, we was just trying to get something out since we didn't get something out the previous week.
Yeah, Darius. Like, how did it feel when you saw that we were recording without you?
I felt like how Rory felt when Joe told him to take a few podcasts off and shit. I felt like y'all told him to take a few. All
right, man. So, unfortunately, we learned over the last couple of days or whatever that Jackie O, Wildin' Out model Jackie O, passed away. She was a Wildin' Out model. She was also in the relationship with DC Young Fly, and I think they had like three children. She passed away due to health complications while she was in surgery for I think it was like maybe like a tummy tuck or something, some type of plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery, what have you. She's young. I think she was no more than 32 years old. And like I said, she had just had another child, and they have two other kids together. And it's pretty fucking sad. What do y'all think about how pervasive the plastic surgery is in the culture today? It almost feels like it's par for the course for a lot of these celebrities and people who do have the means to do it to get some type of procedure done on their bodies at this point. What's your opinion about that? We'll kick it off with you, Cardo.
I'm not really for it. Like, not particularly targeted to her because I don't really know what she was like in there for. I've heard like various stories, but like from like most of the media outlets are saying she was getting a mommy wellness or something like that. I don't really
mommy,
know
it's, called, it's called it's called the title is a mommy makeover. Basically, after a woman has a baby, they go get a procedure to kind of get their body back after giving birth.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. All right, well. Mm-hmm. Outside of her, with all these people in this plastic surgery with the BBLs, the lips, and breast jobs, and all that stuff, it's like people are just super fucking vain, bro. Everybody just want a quick fix. If you want to ask, then go do some squats. Your titties, you can't really do too much. Just be happy with what you got. I don't know. This shit's just a little bit too vain for me, especially with like the youth so heavily influenced for you. That shit is all in your face every time you turn a channel from Kim K to every other damn model that you get on. I just think they need to get a hold on that shit. Like, hate to be so cliche, but J. Cole was right, nigga. Shut up and love yourself. That shit is wild.
Where you at with it, Darius?
Me, I feel the same way Ricky does, but I can't, you can't tell a woman what she should do with her body. So if
women are gonna do it, ass to do push-ups. They do that shit all the time, bro. Like I ain't trying to hear all that, but go ahead.
Yeah, but when people got the means and they you know, anything in life, people gonna find an easier way. Anything in life, and they got the means to make it happen, they're gonna do the easier way, they're gonna find another way. So it's not gonna stop women, unfortunately. So I just want women to be careful and do your due diligence and your research on it to make sure you healthy enough to even get the surgery, because any type of surgery is dangerous. I don't care what it is, and especially when they pulling stuff from your body and adding stuff, it's definitely dangerous. So I just hope these women just do their research, get tested, make sure they fit enough to even get that surgery in the first place. Because you might have a bad heart, you can cut open, that can cause a complication. So that's all I can say. So I can't tell women not to do it. I can't tell women not to do it with their body. So they're gonna do it. Just be careful. And RIP to that young lady.
Yeah, for a fact, RIP to her. My opinion is this. I feel like her story isn't one that we hear very often. Like, granted, with surgery, there's always going to be risk, right? Whether it be a cosmetic surgery or like a lot of these are elective surgeries where they are not necessary. You're choosing to have them. Mandatory surgeries, there's complications with that as well. There's always going to be risk when you go for surgery. So, like, I don't think that her story will deter people from getting these surgeries. I don't like the fact that the procedures have become so pervasive in our community, because at a certain point they were not like very popular in our community, because in large part due to us not being able to attain them. I feel like they were out of our price range. It was viewed to be something that rich people got, like, you know, rich white people got. If it was a black person getting those type of procedures, they had to be like well off to do so. And then I feel like as time passed, they figured out a way to like corner the market on our community, like to get money out of our community by making these procedures more, I guess you could say, cheaper in a way that it could be palatable for us to even think about the shit and go and do it. Like, I remember when, like, the women were doing those getting them ass shots. Like, that wasn't some shit that was being done across the board. Like, when Pebbles the Model was out, she had that big ass. It was like, yo, we know that's not real. That's some next shit. Like, it was women going to these basements and getting the shit pumped into their asses and stuff like that. But this new culture is them going to like real plastic surgeons and getting like BBLs and shit and getting their bodies done. And the results, fuck, you can go from being a cute face on Instagram that got maybe 1,200 followers, you get your body done, and now you over 500K and you fucking charging for ads and promotions. Like, it's basically a career now. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't judge people for it. People are going to do what they want to do with their bodies. And if it makes them feel better, by all means, get your body done. But it's just sad that, like, you know, there will be situations like this where people are going to lose their lives, because in any situation where you're going under anesthesia, you run the risk of not waking up from that procedure. You run the risk of like not making it off of the table, sadly, you know. And I know that this is a tragic situation, because this lady had like a lot of kids. Like, you know, she just gave birth to another kid, maybe not even like two months prior. You know, she got a brand new child. And you know, it's just sad, but you know, that's kind of what happens when the community is accepting of this. Because I remember when it wasn't a thing, like those. Getting your body done and having procedures, it was almost viewed as inauthentic in a way to where it's like it was not accepted. And then the women accepted it. And if the women accept it, eventually the men will accept it, because we like women. If women tell us that this is what they're doing, we need to shut the fuck up and stay out of women's business, that's what we're going to do. And that's eventually what we did, to where now if you got something bad to say about a woman that's getting a procedure done on her body, it's an indictment on your character, not on hers. Like, let them people do, you know. So that's just kind of what it became. So today, like, it's just one of them things. It is what it is. So there's a lot of people coming out and they have a lot of crazy shit to say about Gunna, in terms of calling him a snitch and like saying that they don't fuck with him and stuff like that. And I feel like it's a crazy double standard going on, because the same deal that Gunna took, like, four different people connected to Young Thug took, including like two of his siblings and another person that was like a part of that situation, that label and stuff. And they don't have no smoke for none of those people, but they're holding Gunna to this crazy ass standard for the plea that he took. And none of these people actually snitched on Thug, but it seems like he's being held to a different standard. What do y'all think about that?
All the niggas snitches. What are you talking about? Every last one of them, especially Gunna, because I heard what he said in court. It ain't no he didn't tell. He told. What are you talking about? It's not even an if and a but about it. He told. That nigga's a snitch.
He didn't tell, though.
He didn't tell.
All he said
was, YSL is a criminal organization that needs to be taken off the streets. He said that out of his mouth.
No, he didn't tell. He did not.
He told.
Darius, what did he tell on?
He said that it was a criminal organization that needed to be taken off the streets.
Right. Whatever that shit that they read was a part of the plea.
It doesn't matter. He told.
I'm asking you who he told on, though. And like, what criminal activity did he snitch on?
He told him the whole fucking game.
So again, I'm asking, because it seemed like you don't have an answer for me, so you're going to keep coming back to that one. I'm asking you specifically, what criminal act did he tell him? What criminal act did he say?
You want to know that? All right, let me get more specific, because that ain't the only thing he told about. They asked him when he was in the car with Thug, and he had guns, and it was guns and drugs they got caught in the car. They asked him, was that your shit? He said no. You know what that means? It was only one other person in the fucking car.
I'm not telling, man.
Told. You don't supposed to say nothing. I'm not about to argue you about no street shit, Dad. You don't supposed to say nothing. You're only supposed to say nothing, bro.
There is.
So you said that wasn't mine. Nigga, you told.
So you don't actually have to say that. So now you saying that.
Who else is on the two people in the car, Dave?
So not if what if the other nigga in the car said it ain't his either?
He don't supposed to say nothing.
So who told Darius?
He was supposed to say nothing.
If you say it's not yours and the other nigga says it's not his, who told Darius?
Both of y'all told. You don't supposed to say nothing. They supposed to ask who that is. You're supposed to say, mm-hmm. You're supposed to say nothing.
This circumstantial.
That's not circumstantial. That's you told.
The nigga didn't tell on no. He told on no criminal activity. Told on none. No, he ain't say that. Young Thug shot.
They asked him, has YSL committed murders and crimes in the streets? That man said, yes, ma'am.
No, that's not right.
Yes, I swear for God he did.
He did cop to saying, is it a criminal organization? Is it a gang or whatever? He did say yes to that.
He said yes. Did they commit crimes and murders? He said yes.
He said yes. I don't think the shit he said in that thing. I don't think that's snitching. And if that is snitching,
that's snitching. That's 1,000% snitching. That's the definition of it.
Why do niggas not have the same energy for all them other people?
Well, because he's more famous. You talking about the internet? The internet just go about the more famous person.
I'm not talking about the internet. I'm talking about the industry. The rest of those people came home and got embraced with open arms. The same people that's YSL, that's got shit to say about Gunna, the other people came home, took the same plea, and got embraced with open arms. Why is there a double standard for Gunna for taking the same plea? Why?
Well, I don't know, because I don't want to make a snitch to me, so I don't know that. I don't get why that happened, but it could be because they actually have the audio of Gunna telling.
They got all that shit from on all of them.
I'm just confused as you then.
Hey, Thug's sister did worse, nigga. Thug's brother did worse, nigga. Way worse, nigga. Like, actually told on shit. Like, involved in shit and actually told on it. His brother just got 9 years because he came off his plea. Got 9 years for what is it called? When you're on probation, you fuck up the shit? Nigga,
so he violated his probation?
Violated the shit, going for nine. And this is the next one. Well, Ricky, let's let Ricky answer what he thinks about the shit. And then I got one more question, and we can move on from this.
Oh, that's real simple. I don't really give a fuck. I don't keep up with that shit. Like that, I'll be 100% honest. I don't really give a fuck. I didn't listen to his music. I don't really know Gunna other than he like fucked with Thug. I don't know shit about a YSL. I didn't even know that was like what it is, to be 100% honest. I ain't got no say. I ain't no street nigga. I don't give a fuck. If you snitching, deal with the consequences of whatever the fuck the rules are for those.
And this is my only other question. What? Because Dirk coming out got shit to say. Boosie coming out got shit to say. All of these rapping niggas coming out got shit to say. If Young Thug beat this shit and he come out and him and Gunna still running with each other doing music together, what will niggas have to say then?
That's they hear really, a rat lover.
That's the only one thing that I have heard him say, because I saw somebody with that. What's the producer's name? Weezy out of here.
Is that his name? That's a different nigga.
No, it's not. That's that producer. I think that's his producer. Weezy out of here. I think that's Gunner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a different producer. But go ahead. I think the person you're talking about is Metro Boomin.
No, it's not Metro Boomin. It's Weezy out of here. He came out and he called Gunner, text him something, and Weezy out of here was like, I can't fuck with you. You're a rat ass snitch nigga. And what you call it was trying to tell him that he wasn't, because of whatever the offer data is. And he was like, if I'm such a snitch, how come Thug hasn't come out himself and said that I'm a snitch? Everybody keep telling me I'm a snitch and all that stuff. I did see that maybe about a week ago. They had that conversation. It was with that producer, because that's his personal producer or whatever. And they were like, them two are beefing. And I was like, huh, interesting. He's got a point. Thug has not come out once and said, this nigga snitched on me or none of that. And they said Thugs has said
Thug also played the case, so he might not, because he really can't say anything at this point. But if he, even if Thug, was to beat this case right now and come home and say, I don't think Gunna a snitch. Well, Gunna not a snitch. To me, to the streets, he's always going to be a snitch. Because we heard what he said. When that audio came out, it's not even a street nigga. It's not even a thought no more. Nigga, you told. You a snitch. You a fucking rat. Point blank, period. And when I heard that audio, it was over for me. I ain't got nothing to talk about. You a snitch. I don't give a fuck what Thug say. That's the definition of snitching, what he did in that courtroom.
I'm about to look for this shit and play it just to make sure. Because I don't think the nigga told.
I think you forget what he said. You gonna hear that shit, oh yeah, this nigga telling. You gonna hear that shit and say this nigga telling. I bet you. Whether or not
you agree with the knowledge
that the statements are true, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I became affiliated with YSL around 2016. Is that true as it pertains to you, Mr. Kitchens?
Yes, ma'am.
YSL is a music label and a game. And you have personal knowledge that members or associates of YSL have committed crimes in furtherance of the game.
Yes, ma'am.
You were present.
Snitch!
Officer stopped the vehicle in which you were present along with Jeffrey Williams, wherein hydrocodone, methamphetamines, and a firearm were recovered. These items did not belong to you.
That nigga singer.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not snitch.
Snitch!
I don't want to snitch.
What are you talking about? What is that to talk about? Why things be arguing?
Hold on. The one that asked him about the shit in the car when he said it his, he didn't say it was the other niggas. That ain't snitching to me. But the one,
it don't even matter. It was two people in the car, man.
Hold on. You already convinced. Now we're trying to convince me. The one before that,
that's Ricky. Ricky, what's he telling?
Hold on, nigga. The one that before that, when they asked him, you got knowledge of the crimes and shit. That's you basically saying that I can snitch for y'all. I can snitch for y'all if y'all need me to. That's basically what he's saying.
Accept and deeply regret that my talent and music indirectly furthered YSL the game to the detriment of my community. YSL as a game must end. Is that your statement or acknowledgement?
Yes.
Oh man!
So y'all got him on one, but he didn't snitch.
He was like a telling. Like,
I can't snitch for y'all if y'all need me. He kind of said that. Like, if y'all need me to, I will snitch. I will snitch in the future. Cause they didn't ask him to explain.
Man, he snitched right there. You talking about the future? That nigga snitched in the present.
He's a future snitch. That nigga Minority Report.
That nigga was a teller.
That nigga was singing. If you
he felt like Luther Vandross in that bitch.
That nigga said, "Was that this and this in the car with you and the young thug?" That nigga said, "Yes." Can you point to niggas when we start telling you to point to niggas? Yes. Motherfucker, is there anything else you don't want to tell us? No. Because I'm telling everything.
Come on, Dave.
But again, I don't really give a fuck because I know a street person ain't got nothing to do with me. So I don't give a fuck.
I understand you don't give a fuck with what he's telling, though.
Oh, yeah, I just said he's singing.
He's singing like a motherfucker.
I still think it's a double standard, but that shit.
What's the double standard? I'm sorry.
Because his sisters and brothers took the same plea. It's like four other people that took the same plea.
Audio out like that, though?
They released the sister shit, too?
That's what I'm saying, though. But they're not famous, so don't nobody give a fuck about the sister.
That's what I'm saying. They're going after the popular person. That's what I'm saying.
The sister and them ain't going to really get put out as much as Gunner, because Gunner's the name that everybody knows because of the music industry. Now, if the sister was like, if it was fucking Nicki Minaj and she was up there, yeah, they put that shit out with a quickness. But it's like, you know, I don't even know what Young Thug's sister's name is. So
like Young Thug's little sister snitching is a witness for the prosecution. Like, she actually, like, active in the case, telling on the stand type shit. Young Thug BM says Thug sister snitched on him. You on the witness stand. Like, she's actually like Gunna took a plea, but he's not active in the case. They kind of use him like, if we need you in the future, you'll come back and tell.
But he was active in the case. He got wrapped up with the RICO, though. He active.
Yeah, he got wrapped up. They wrapped up everybody who was affiliated with that label in Rico, though.
So he active. He's a part of the case. That nigga's a rat.
Nah, he not. I guess. Anyways. I feel like it's a double standard. You got to get that same energy to everybody. And they're embracing a lot of other people who
are embracing.
And they're not keeping the same. The family, the late. I'm talking about YSL. The same niggas that's on YSL that's calling Gunna a snitch. They embrace those other people. They embrace them. They're not giving them that type of energy.
Right. Like I said, to me, they all rats. I just said that's what else. All right,
before we get off this one, I'm gonna ask y'all too. Philly band Ski Mask. What y'all think about that?
Good.
Oh, I heard about
this. I'm sick of these little niggas walking around with these ski masks. I'm gonna kill somebody's son. I'm telling you right now. Stop walking up on me with this damn Fushaisi mask on. It's 95 degrees outside, little nigga. I'm gonna blow your face off. Stop fucking playing with
me. I'm gonna be 100. I don't even like when the white people do it. I live in Alaska and they be fucking like negative 40, so I understand why they got it, but I don't like it, nigga. What the fuck you got the ski mask on?
Exactly.
I don't like this shit. This shit makes me proud.
Nigga, I'm paranoid. I'm from the hood. We might like to stop like that. I'm like that shit.
Deadass, is they if this is gonna sound, I understand why niggas had a COVID mask on, but my first thought when everybody had the COVID mask on is, nigga, I could smoke somebody and when
they're exactly. It's robbery time, nigga.
It's just from my environment, that shit makes me not comfortable. Nigga, what the fuck robbery. You need that mask on for?
It's robbery time.
How to feel.
You know what you sound like, Dez? Dez, you know you sound like when you said that shit, you sound like a homie from Mighty Ducks when he said, it's knuckle puck time.
Keenan's ass.
Yeah.
That shit remind me of fucking Dame Lillard. It's game time. It's Robin time.
I'm telling you.
I'm with you. That shit always made me uncomfortable.
I don't like that shit. I hate that. I definitely hate that Pushaisi bass. I'm trying to tell you. I'm gonna fuck around and shoot one of these little niggas, man. Stop walking around me with that shit on my
mind. Ain't nobody skiing in the city, nigga. So what the fuck you got a ski
exactly.
Mask on
you
for?
In Chicago. It was funny you got a ski mask.
What the fuck you need a ski mask on for? Cut it out. Like, only time I see niggas wear ski masks is when they robbing somebody or in a movie. When they doing what? Robbing somebody. So I don't understand why anybody needs a ski mask.
That shit irritates me, so I'm glad. They need to ban that shit here. ASAP.
That shit always made me uncomfortable, so I ain't mad at it.
All right, so we got a new installment in the saga that is Easy versus URL. So if you didn't know, because I don't think we've been talking about this shit on the podcast, Easy had a card that was going to take place in Philadelphia called Trenches Card. And he had tried to get like a bunch of different battlers who are not contracted to URL, but definitely have working relationship with URL to battle on the card. So I think he had Prep, he had Holmesy, he had Swamp, he had Danny Myers, and I think it was Truffaut. He had those.
And Bill Collector.
I think he said he never contracted Bill. Like, he talked to Bill, but he never contracted Bill, actually. But
he was on the original flyer, though.
Bill Collector was also a name that he tried to work with. So, okay. All of those people, you're right. I'm just confirming that you were right. All of those people were people that he tried to work with. What wound up happening was URL basically blocked a lot of these people from battling on the card. Not because they're contracted to URL, but basically by saying, if you battle on this card, you're not going to work with us no more in the future. Like, we're not going to be giving you battles in the future. And Trenches is a new thing, a new venture that Easy's doing. URL is a long-established battle rap league. So you're going to go where the bread is butter, where you can get more money at. So it was like five different battlers hopped off this card. Swamp hopped off the card, Prep hopped off the card, Holmesy hopped off the card, Truffaut hopped off the card. Like he said, Bill Collector never got a contract, but he also did not do the situation. And the only person that stood down and said that they were going to do the card was Danny Myers. Danny Myers was supposed to stay on the card. And then 2 days before the card was supposed to go down, URL gave him the call and said, hey, if you battle on Easy Trenches card, we are going to take away everything that you got coming up in the future working with us. We're going to pull all those battles from you. So Danny Mice came out and said that, hey, they told me that I can't do it. If I do it, they're going to take Gnome away from me and they're going to take any other big battles that I got coming up away from me. So I can't do it. So 2 days prior to the event, They took the battle away. And Easy persisted. He did his event, battled Reed Dollars. Great battle. I watched it. Great battle.
There's another,
I think Easy won 3-0, but it was a really, really good Reed Dollars. Really, really good Reed Dollars. Eden S battled Dot, kicked his ass. Real Deal battled Dub the Phenom, kicked his ass. And there was another battle, I think it was K Walker versus Riggs. And they said that was a pretty good back and forth. But
I heard Walker, Riggs kicked his ass. That's what I heard.
K Walker did his.
Not the shit, but I heard.
K Walker did his shit. But all in all, it was a great battle. It was really dope to see all those Philadelphia legends there supporting the event. You got NH out there. You know, all of the cast of characters was out there supporting the battle and shit. And it was really, really dope to watch it. And to see Easy actually do it. It was really cool. And then the day after the event, right? The next day after the event, Easy Trenches is trending on Twitter worldwide. It's so much positive shit saying about Easy in the event that he threw, considering all of the bullshit that he was going through with URL. The very next day, the URL releases basically a statement saying that Easy is still signed to URL and he tried to like get battlers to battle on his card that are signed to URL, and like they put out the legal paperwork pretty much. And saying this stuff. So now it's a new episode in the saga of Easy versus URL. Darius, what do you think, man? What do you think about the shit that is going on?
Hey, shit, I don't know what to think. It is what it is. So I don't know. I think what URL doing is kind of corny, but it's a business at the end of the day. It's a business, and business is cutthroat. You got to do what you got to do. Because technically, Easy is still signed. Easy did try to take battle rappers as affiliated with their company. That is a fact.
That's not against the law, though.
What'd you say?
That's not against the law. Like, that's the thing that's getting me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know everything behind that because, you know,
No.
You
got to actually know. So look, I'm telling you, affiliated means exactly that. Under contract is something completely different. Just because me and you have a working relationship, that means I'm affiliated with you because we have a working relationship. But legally, he cannot get battlers who are contracted, under contract, that say, I have an exclusive agreement with URL to only battle with them or where they say is okay. You can't work with them. But battlers like Danny Myers and some of these other people that they pulled off the card, they are not contracted to URL. They're not. Like Danny Myers isn't contracted to URL exclusively. He battles where he wants. True. They just kind of like pressured him. And to be honest with you, that is against the law. That is because it's almost like a monopoly type thing. And monopolies are against the law. You can't.
That's a fact.
You can't pressure somebody not to like.
Yes, you can, because they're not forcing them to do nothing. Like, first of all, don't ever say I'm affiliated with you in any way.
If you put under pressure on somebody because you are the monopoly, like in the NBA, right? In the NBA, it's open market. The Knicks have a certain amount of money that they can offer, and
it's all NBA.
The Kings have a certain amount of money that they can offer, right? The Knicks can't say, well, if you go take that contract from the Kings, we gonna make sure that none of your ads play in New York. You can't get no business in New York no more. It's against the rules.
That's who totally did everything because it's all NBA.
Let's take it away from the NBA because that you're right. That's all NBA. Two competing law firms, right? Two competing law firms. And they're trying to get people to work for their law firm. They're trying to get people to work for their law firm. The fucking law firm can't say, well, if you go work for that other law firm, we're gonna make sure that whoever handling your dad's legal case, we're gonna make sure that he lose the case. You can't fucking do this. It's against the law, nigga. It's like you can't put undue pressure on somebody to make them capitulate to your demands. That's against the law. It just is. But
what's the law that's against?
It's basically what URL's trying to do is like monopoly. Monopoly.
No, because I could just tell you, hey, if you, this is like some jobs have a non-compete where they be like, all right, even if we fire you from here, you can't go work for them.
Yeah, non-competes are not against the law.
Or you could say, all right, if I'm trying to think of a situation that'd be similar. Like being on this podcast, if I was like, if you used to tell me, if you go over there and do Doom podcast, you can never come over here again. Come on this podcast again. That's not against the law.
It doesn't. That isn't against the law because I have no power in the industry.
If you own this podcast, that'll be your power.
I own my podcast, but I have no power in the industry. I have no power in the industry, right? Like URL is. Like there are literally like monopoly laws in the United States of America. Monopolies are against the law. You cannot monopolize the industry. And if you do, they're break up monopolies. They've done it throughout the course of history in this country. So URL in essence are operating as a monopoly, and it's really not battle rap ain't really regulated for real. So like if they take some of this shit to court, they might potentially lose because if Easy presents to the court like, yo, I had a card that I was doing and they pressure people not to work on my card because they monopolized the industry, I won't necessarily say they'll get in trouble for it, but they won't get, like, you can't do that. Like, it's literally against the law. But me telling you, yeah, you can't work on my podcast, I have no power in the industry. In essence, I affect nothing business wise for you. I can't like put you in a bad spot. URL is quite literally telling these people, yo, if you work with Easy, we are going to fuck up the way you make money going forward. And you
can't come over here no more. What's wrong with that?
And it's you can't do that. You can, and if you can't, and these people are saying the shit out loud that it was done to them. Like, yo, I didn't do Easy's card because URL said that if I did his card X, Y, and Z, that's I don't know the terms for it.
Well, I know what in true folk case. Shout out to Solid, but in true folk case, he said he just got a better offer. They offered him more money.
That's different for him. All these people didn't get a better offer. Perhaps all these people didn't get a better offer. Some of these people were pressured into, like, Danny Myers came on and said, he said, yo, they told me if I do his card, they're gonna like do X, Y, and Z to me. So I didn't do his card. Like, and he came on saying like, yo, that's literally what happened and I'm admitting it. This is why. He basically went on the live and said, I'm a whole ass nigga because they got me to bow down X, Y, and Z. But like, yeah, they
Lord operate. Say that. Huh? Lord ain't say that.
Don't call Danny Myers Lord. He ain't don't get it.
Lord, don't tell me who to call Lord.
Ricky, do you even know why Easy and URL's beefing?
Because he used to hang with Easy.
He's hanging with himself. Like, why are you hanging with yourself, nigga?
Pretty much.
It's because Easy wanted YouTube, his battles to drop on YouTube, and he wanted to, he battled Hitman Holler, and they told him not to. That's why Easy and URL beefing now.
URL always do this kind of whole shit though. They just want to run everything. It is what it is, but. They're gonna fuck around and find out because everybody's not playing on the same time.
They picked the right one this time. That nigga Easy ain't going. They picked the right one this time, nigga.
Easy
hopped on that shit with them dudes and said, these niggas, I got. He said he got the equalizer on his side, nigga. He said, and then he said basically them niggas dropped them legal documents thinking that Easy was gonna drop something in return to prove what they saying wrong. But he said, I didn't do that because if these niggas take this shit to court, I want to have I got information that'll bomb this whole shit. But he said he don't think they're going to take him to court because he feels like URL knows that they're going to lose, pretty much. Like, URL knows that they're trying to play the court of public opinion game with him. And they're so far, they're losing. Easy's winning the court of public opinion game right now.
But that's like, well, to be fair, which is a fact, you're not lying about that. But URL never wins in a court of public opinion, ever. But any beef they ever had with any other league, they always lose in the court of public opinion, but they end up winning at the end of the day. They've been losing against King of the Dot. They've been losing against RBE in the court of public opinion.
Darius, let me ask you this. If they go to court and EZ calls an RBE to the stand, and RBE goes, yeah, these niggas did that to me, is he a snitch?
Nah, because it's a civil case.
It ain't RBE, and he's already suing.
Yeah, civil cases, I'll consider you. Civil cases, that's not a snitch.
Them niggas already in litigation against each other right now.
Oh, yeah, because they saw URL suing RBE right now. URL
and RBE are currently in court right now, nigga. Right now. And everybody knows that URL has been blocking battles from RBE for years. It's widely documented for years that they've been doing that shit to them. All right, man, are y'all familiar with this shit that happened with Chica?
Like, who the fuck is Chica?
That's a racial slur.
No, that's a rapper. Chica's a rapper. She's a female rapper. Chica's a female rapper.
Never heard of her.
Bro, I never heard nobody named Chica.
She used to do like viral videos of her rapping into the to a camera, like on Instagram and Twitter and shit. And she got really, really popular from that. And she, like, you know, she got on. She basically got on with that. But like, she like has I don't know if it's bipolar or something else, but she has like other different mental things or whatever. So recently she was on a plane and a child was on the plane acting a fool. So she took to Twitter to like basically complain about that, nigga. And she was like calling the child a bastard and all this different type of shit. And people weren't fucking with that. And come to find out, nigga, the baby was Zonique baby, nigga. Do y'all know who Zonique is?
Zonique, I don't even know who Chica was.
Nigga, that's T.I. daughter, nigga. She was talking shit about T.I. daughter, nigga. T.I. grandchild, nigga. Do you know how the internet beat the dog shit out Chica after that, nigga? Then she came on and said, you know, I was having a mental health episode. But nigga, you think that the people kind of relaxed on her? No, the fuck they did, nigga.
Man, still... people tell babies to shut the fuck up every day.
I'm trying to tell you. That's what I was about to say when you first brought this up.
Just because it's fucking T.I.'s granddaughter now because it's special event, niggas is clout chasing.
She's kind of excessive, though. I ain't gonna lie. Well, how she was talking about the kid. I knew
nigga, it was I see that shit in public all the time. I've heard babies crying in movie theater. They be shut that motherfucking baby up. Like,
I knew it was gonna be some shit. But she didn't go confront nobody. She kind of tweeted about it on the internet. I knew it was going to be some shit when I saw the tweets because, like, for one, the internet don't be fucking with Chica because she always getting herself in some dumb shit anyways. She always, like, having, like, something on the internet where then she cry out and say she going through mental health shit or whatever. So she always getting into something. But I knew it was going to be something when I saw her tweeting that shit initially. And then, nigga, like, later that day, Zonique came and said, not that Chica was talking about my kids. And then it just turned it into something way different. Nigga. It kind of turned it up even more, nigga. I was like, oh my God. They were smoking her ass. I'm scrolling right now to find y'all some of the shit that she said.
This baby won't shut the fuck up. Like, you're a piece of shit. Like, what the hell? I guess.
Shit like that's the reason why I don't like Twitter, why I don't be on that motherfucker.
Nah, Twitter is Twitter will give you whatever.
I get it, but I'm just saying because I would say shit like that. Like, they don't tell a little dumbass baby shut the fuck up.
Darius, and won't nobody give a fuck. Trust me, you unless you're famous, don't nobody give a fuck.
Yeah, but like Darius would probably say that shit in real life though. Chica not going to say that in real life though. She said it on the internet, and that was what a lot of people was like pissed off about the fact that like.
All them people that's like revolting against her or up in arms for her, either or probably won't say half the shit that they say on Twitter in real life. So that shit don't really be mattering. Twitter's weird in that sense. I fuck with it for like my own reasons. There's things on there I like, but the cancel culture and all of that other shit, I'll just be looking at it and be like,
Boy, nigga, I just seen you down the street last week. You a hoe. Like, I ain't trying to hear that you.
It's a whole bunch of holy in the now motherfuckers on there, man.
Yeah, like, that shit is real crazy. That shit is crazy.
Man. Yeah, man, Chica was wildin', though. I don't, like, y'all niggas are saying what y'all saying right now, but she was fucking wildin'.
But I get it. She probably frustrated. She on the plane, the baby making all this noise. She's frustrated. I get it. That happened to probably to everybody. I'd have been on the plane when the baby was crying, like, man, what's this baby? Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it is what it is. It ain't like, did she say, I hope the baby to die, some shit like that? That's different.
This is what she said. The lady next to me who thought it would be a good idea to buy yourself and your twin infants first class seats on the red eye flight, who just woke me up by bringing your screaming bastard to our seats. To see, I just bought a $34 Wi-Fi at 4 a.m. to call you a stupid bitch. P.S. I hate you and hope you get a paper cut in between your finger tomorrow, you senseless wench.
That's funny.
Like, you are literally mentally delayed. What makes you think a one-year-old would shut their bitch ass up on a seven-hour flight that takes off at 1 a.m. fucking him? You already had them up.
She's tired.
I don't care the circumstance. Take your ass to economy at the least.
Hey, you know how much the first class ticket costs? If I pay that fucking bus, I better not hear no screaming baby on that bitch.
Nigga, and what you gonna do if you see somebody talking about your kids like that?
Only person that should be upset is that lady.
Man, anybody can
be upset. All you other motherfuckers that jumping on them and talking crazy to that lady, they got shit to do with y'all. Y'all just doing that shit to get some clout, man.
Why she talking about that about babies, nigga? Y'all niggas.
All the person that should be upset is the mother of them children.
I just heard you tell your whole household, shut the fuck up, you trying to record. Like, don't tell me you wouldn't tell the baby, shut the fuck up, you trying to record. Like, stop it. Stop it. We are all human.
Human. And then with the baby, man. We are not robots, man.
We all are human. And if you say some shit out your mouth or you tweet some shit, you need to be, like I said, you told me, I told the whole house to shut the fuck up. And then I said that, and I said, now they're liable to tell me some shit. Didn't I say that, right? So if you're willing to say some shit, you got to be willing to live with the result.
Yeah, but that's the person that you said it to.
This ain't a big deal to me. Like, everybody,
if you don't want the internet to beat you up, you're a public figure. You should keep that shit to your fucking self then. Because there's a high chance of if you call them babies bastards and shit, that somebody's not going to like that shit.
Is that baby a bastard?
How do you know?
The baby could be a bastard. What's the baby a bastard? What should be wrong?
I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know either.
I don't even know who these people are. I don't know. Nigga, you told me.
Is T.I. daughter married?
Oh, you didn't. You did not do that.
No, I'm just saying. If she's not married, that baby's a bastard.
We are moving the fuck on, nigga. No, you did not.
Am I lying?
Yeah, all right, nigga.
Is his daughter married? Is she married? Is she married?
So Kyrie Irving.
Google that right quick.
Kyrie Irving won Brian.
So she wasn't wrong. Okay, let's go. Kyrie Irving
won Brian. I don't even know if she married or not, but nigga, I'm definitely not entertaining that shit. Kyrie Irving won Brian on the Mavericks, nigga. What y'all think?
It's because he's a bastard.
Lord the bastard.
So I got two questions. Kyrie Irving won Brian on the Mavericks. What y'all think? And what's the most illogical thing that you've ever wanted in your life?
The most illogical thing I ever wanted?
Yeah. Some shit that you knew wasn't going to come true, but you still wanted it, though.
You just shut the fuck up.
Y'all doing that shit where y'all jumped me again. I see what's going on here.
Who jumped you? I literally have not said anything for like two whole damn segments because y'all talk about some black captain and some other shit. I want y'all to shut the fuck up.
That's the best ass you can give.
Nah, but illogically, I don't know. I've never really thought about it. Like, what do you mean? Like, give me an example.
$100 billion.
That was never going to happen, nigga, but you wanted it anyway.
I don't know, because I don't be living out of reality like that.
I was going to say something mean, but I'm afraid that you're going to say something mean back, and I can't deal with that right now, nigga.
Stop, man.
So I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Oh, so you acting like Twitter. I'm only going to say it with a second.
I'm acting like Danny Myers right now, nigga.
Oh, you're a whole ass nigga.
I had to tuck my chain just now, nigga.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't really live out of reality like that.
Let me see. Mine to be Ashanti walking to my house butt ass naked right now. That'll be
who?
Ashanti.
This nigga made up something. Nigga, I'm editing this out, nigga. Fuck y'all.
Why? You ask what's something that's not gonna happen.
I ask, nigga, like I asked something in your life, nigga. You just made some shit up on the spot. Fuck you too, nigga. All right, Across the Spider-Verse, I saw it, nigga. It's incredible. Did y'all see Across the Spider-Verse?
Huh?
It's an amazing film. Probably the best animated movie I've ever seen in my life. It's just really good, man. It's just really, really good.
Which Mexican did you root for?
I mean, what Mexican did you root for? The fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Nigga, which Mexican did you root for?
How many Mexicans? Oh. You're good! I rooted for the good Mexican. I rooted for the Afro-Latina.
There's no Afro-Latina in there. It's two Mexicans. No, there isn't.
No, nigga. One of them is Afro-Latina.
That motherfucker is Puerto Rican. That motherfucker don't identify as a nigga.
He's Puerto Rican and black.
That nigga don't identify with that black part.
Yeah, he do. He don't speak Spanish, nigga. He more black.
Yes, the fuck he do speak Spanish. What the fuck you mean? He's not placebo. Yes, the fuck he do.
The nigga got a B in Spanish and his mama was beating his ass in the office, nigga. He don't really.
Nigga, I got a C in English and that's all I speak. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, but you are a nigga, though. And we established earlier off the podcast that you probably would have got an A if they would have taught your ass with Ebonics.
Probably would have got an A if his mama would have gave him a little bit more fried rice. What the fuck you mean? Like, what is we doing here? Which Mexican did you pick?
Fried rice.
Fried rice. All the Mexicans work at the Asian spot.
Across the Spider-Verse is good. I don't know what the fuck Carter asking me now. I'm a little confused because I don't know what he know because he said he ain't see the movie. But I was rooting for the good Mexican.
They're both good Mexicans, though.
No, they're not, nigga. One of them niggas is not good.
They're both good Mexicans.
Not to me.
You got Miguel and you got Miles, and they're both good Mexicans. They just got different perceptions.
Miguel's a bitch-ass nigga. Miguel's a bitch. He's a bitch-ass nigga, and I did not root for his bitch-ass nigga.
Why he a bitch?
Because he did some whole shit, nigga.
What's the whole shit he did? Did he block Easy and block Captain from battle? No.
Come on, man. We was doing so good, man. We was coming up with new stuff, man. He just had to go back there, didn't you? He just had to.
I was just asking what Miguel did, nigga. That's all.
Miguel a hoe, man. He a hoe.
Well, he's Irish, too, so. What? You didn't know that?
What did that have to do with him being a hoe, though?
He's Irish and Mexican.
Because he's a white man, too. He's trying to say he's a white man, too.
No, that's not what I'm saying. He's Irish and Mexican.
They say he a hoe. You like where he is Irish? Like they don't have to do with the hoe.
Irish people ain't hoes. Irish people get down with you.
That's what I'm saying. They'll fight your ass. Why did you correlate Irish with being a hoe? You like where he is Irish?
No, I'm saying both of their his full race. Like how you said earlier, Miles is Mexican and Afro, even though he really ain't. Nigga, just Mexican.
He's black, nigga. The nigga's Afro-Latina.
That nigga is not black, bro. Go read
his dad comics. Is
that,
black. Nigga.
That nigga does not identify with that shit. So as far as the motherfucking Puerto Ricans, and I'll tell you in the quickness, me no black. Me no black poppy.
That's not what's going on.
Me no black poppy.
That's not what's going on in the movie, dog.
He's Spanish. Dog, I read these comic books. I play the games.
I'm not talking about the comics.
That nigga identifies that. They trying to sell your stupid ass a movie. They ain't giving you the real thing.
Fuck that shit, nigga. I don't know nothing about that comic shit, nigga. I'm talking about the movie, nigga. Fuck that comic shit, nigga. The origin stories and shit.
Oh, that whitewash shit to get your dollar? Gotcha.
That nigga got a black ass uncle, and that nigga got a black ass daddy. His mom is Puerto Rican, nigga.
And you is what your mama is most of the time.
No, you is what your daddy is, nigga. You know what it is? Niggas made it to where you
is what your mama is. Oh, that's a wild shit.
Good thing you didn't say it.
But I respect the fact that you didn't say it. Because thank you. Thank you for that.
Because he was going to whoop your ass. That's what he tried to say.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Who's that? That was David saying.
Come on. Don't let him do it, Ricky. No, don't let him be successful.
No, that was David saying. I appreciate you saying that. I ain't going to have to fuck you up.
I never said that, bro. I never said that.
Nobody said, Lord.
Oh, you know what it is. He's trying to get it. He's trying to get it. Nah,
Lord, I'm cool with that. These tests are certified. I'm cool with that, Lord.
But what was I about to say? I forgot what I was about to say, man. Fuck y'all.
Anybody want to hear about Spider-Man, man? Niggas ain't coming here to hear about no damn Spider-Man.
But Spider-Man is good, though. Pittman, he getting suspended for the whole year for gambling.
Who the fuck is Pittman?
Michael Pittman.
Nigga, did they not just see what happened to fucking, what's his name on the Jags? These niggas are stupid.
At this point, you just an idiot. At this point, like.
What is you gambling for, nigga? Just go do a dice game, nigga. Like, what the fuck
exactly. You a millionaire. Go play cards with your teammates and gamble. Shoot dice. Do something. The fuck you
want? Go to Vegas and just hit the crap table something. Like, what is
exactly. It's a whole place where you can gamble for free. If you want
and then be gambling over some bitch shit, too. Oh, I bet $1,000 on DraftKings. Nigga, you just gave up like a couple of hundred thousand, you fucking idiot.
I love DraftKings, too, but if I'm making millions of dollars, guess who's not going to be on DraftKings? Me? That shit wouldn't be on my phone.
Right? That shit is wild, man. Calvin Johnson just fucked himself up for that. The whole other, what's the dude's name? Or Detroit?
The Lions. This has been half in their
These niggas are stupid. These kids are fucking retarded, bro. You are the gamble at this point. Why are you fucking up? Nigga, niggas is betting on what you're going to do. And you out here trying to go against that? Like, oh my God, hey. You're a munch. What's the fuck you are?
Not a munch. Hey, I can't say it better than Ricky. Hey, these niggas is fucking idiots. It ain't even nothing else to say at this point. After Ridley got popped, you should be like, all right.
These niggas might as well just put the gun on IG Live. Like, these niggas are stupid.
Just idiots, man.
That shit is wild, bro.
And I'm not going to say because you're young. You know fucking better. That's the number one rule when you go to NFL. No, don't gamble on the game. Don't do that. Don't gamble. You can't do that.
That shit is so wild, bro.
DraftKings is not that addictive.
Oh, that shit is addictive. It definitely is.
It is, but not if you're a millionaire. If you're making millions of dollars and they tell you all you got to do is not play DraftKings, I'm sure you're not about to go bet $1,000 that Derrick Henry get 100 yards. I'm sure you won't.
That shit is retarded. I can't believe it.
About to risk that money. You know how much money he just lost?
He don't even have a real contract yet, no?
He's still like he was a first round pick or something, so he's still getting paid.
Yeah, but I'm saying he hasn't even got to the real money yet.
Yeah, he ain't got his big bag yet.
That boy's stupid. You just got your franchise quarterback possibly. Are you fucking up that already? That's wild.
Fucking idiots, man. I don't get it.
Now I got to figure out who to draft because I was expecting one of you idiots to pick that nigga. Now somebody else can pick that nigga, boy. What you think, Dan?
Just like the year when you had Calvin Ridley, he gets suspended. That shit was funny as hell.
That shit was not funny. That nigga said, I got a mental illness. I can't fly. I said, you can son of a bitch.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know, man. It's a little weird that they basically introduced gambling. They introduced gambling into the game where they're promoting the gambling now. So now it makes it so much closer to the game than it used to be. Like gambling used to be away from the sports. The sports themselves didn't advertise the gambling. But now like the sports themselves are like participating in like the parlays and all of this different shit and helping, you know, the slates and like kind of like working in concert with the gambling industry. So it just makes it to where shit like this is going to become more and more and more and more common. Like it'll happen more. It's going to happen more because it's just too close to the industry, in my opinion. So that's kind of how I think about it. I understand Darius saying that it shouldn't happen, but it will happen because it's just too fucking close. It's just right there, and it's so easy to do it now. In the past, maybe like in order to get your gambling off, you would actually have to go out and actually do it to get your gambling. Now that shit is a couple clicks away on your phone. It feels like you're playing like a fucking game on your phone. Damn it! It don't even feel like you actually doing anything, like, you know, it's just so like, and then it's like a victimless crime too, but at the same time, you know, they don't want them gambling on those games because they feel
it fucks
like
up the integrity
of the sport. So I understand that, but at the same time, if you feel like some shit is fucking up the integrity of the sport, you shouldn't be working with it at the same time. But granted, the gambling industry and how it's become so accessible, it's just so much money there to be made from working with them. Like, it's just so much money out there to be made working with DraftKings and Underdog and all of these different places. So I get it, but at the same time, like, this is like kind of this is what you got to deal with, you know? This is part of it. Like, something is gonna fall by the wayside with this, and there's gonna be a couple people every year we hear about doing some gambling shit. Ironically, it hasn't happened in basketball yet, and it just keeps happening in football.
It's this simple. The contract says I can't punch you, but not him. Have your mama go put the fucking money down.
That's a fact.
Like, these niggas is just doing stupid shit. Like,
for real, you got cousins, nobody know. Send that cousin $1,000, don't bet that money. Like,
I feel like they shouldn't be betting at all. I feel like
they're making enough money to. I agree with you. They shouldn't be betting.
But that's me though. But even if
do it the smarter way, bro. Like.
Because like you were saying, you got to go out. Back in the days, you'd have to go out your way. But still, you got to download the app. You got to put your password in. You got to pull out your credit card or whatever to put the deposit on. Like, it's a whole bunch of stuff you got to do. Then you got to go and actually book it. So it's going to take you about a cool, like, what, 5-10 minutes realistically to get everything set up? So you kind of thinking this through. So I understand the punishments. It's just like, I don't get it. It's not even like, oh, yeah, well, this nigga put up $20 million. It's like, okay, nigga, that's your rookie contract right there. You just bet it all on this. That's something different versus, oh, I'm just going to throw like $200 on. That's like me doing that's like a thing. $2
that's
bet.
The thing. That's the thing that get me about, like, and I understand that, right? It's a zero tolerance thing because you want to protect against integrity and stop people from doing it in the future. But, like, nigga, Calvin really got jammed up for like a $30 bet or some shit. It's like, at that point,
like a you G. Can,
It wasn't nothing crazy. If it was a G, it wasn't nothing crazy. Like, you can, like, parse out the – like, you know what I mean? But I understand it, though. At the same time, I get why, you know? It's just – this is kind of what you do when you open that industry up to your industry. You're kind of going to have to deal with some of this happening. It's just the cost of your own business at that point. How do you define being skilled in the game of basketball?
My MVPs.
Your MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, fuck, if I got an MVP and you don't, you're not on my level. I'm more skilled than you. It's just that simple. All right. When can you tell me if you don't have an MVP?
This nigga is D-doubling my topic right now. Nigga.
Yeah, he really is. That did sound like some D-double shit.
Yo, what the fuck going on? This nigga said my MVPs.
Kyrie cannot tell me he is more skilled than me if he doesn't have one.
Oh, okay. Now I get what you said. Okay, you said Steph and Kyrie.
Okay.
But okay. No, that don't make sense. No.
It makes sense. It still don't answer the question. It kind of answers.
I get what you said. I get it. But, you know, no. Yeah, because you got an MVP, don't mean you're more skilled than another player.
What about you, Derek?
Name one MVP who wasn't skilled.
No, I'm not saying they're not skilled. No. They might not be skilled as somebody else. Let's say, Steve Nash got 2 MVPs. Tracy McGrady never won an MVP. Is he more skilled than Tracy McGrady? No.
Bullshit!
You can make an argument.
No, you can't. Let's be real, Dan. Let's be serious now.
Yeah, like, let's talk for real. If we're gonna talk basketball, we're gonna talk basketball for real, nigga. We're gonna talk it for real, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Let's be for real, then.
Oh, shit.
Why Tracy McGrady can't get out the first round without the Spurs signing on?
Oh, my God. This shit over with, dog.
You put Tracy McGrady on that Phoenix thing, it probably wouldn't rain, man.
Tracy McGrady was on better teams and didn't win a ring, nigga.
Nah, he went on a better team. He never hit a team.
That nigga played with Yao Ming, nigga.
And he was barely there. Uh-huh. He was hurt that one time.
He can score 13 points in 11 seconds and he can't get out the first round. Fuck out of here.
Hey, Ricky, remember when I was saying that Jeff Van Gundy never made it out the first round?
Yeah, Tracy McGrady, didn't he? Let me guess, it was Jeff Smart that the most skilled basketball player couldn't get up.
Them niggas won in 2004, 2005, them niggas won 51 games. They finished fifth in the
Ironically,
West.
Didn't y'all bring up Dan Antoni too? Didn't Dan Antoni play with Steve Nash that got out of the first round and had an MVP?
Definitely,
It's the coach. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you gotta have an MVP to tell me you're skilled.
Oh, so nobody with MVP is skilled.
This nigga got a goddamn soul.
Okay. So Klay Thompson not skilled?
Not at all. That nigga shoot threes. That's
that nigga couldn't even make those. He's known for that. He couldn't even make them when they counted.
Nope. That nigga's a bust.
So Devin Booker not skilled?
Hell no. What MVP he got? He almost got one. He got an MVP bust.
Devin Booker's definitely skilled.
Ricky said he's not skilled. He ain't got no MVP.
Like, I don't care about what Ricky said, nigga.
why are you doing a podcast with me? Look at
this nigga. This nigga Ricky is done with this podcast, dog. He is done with this episode. That nigga said, fuck your topic, nigga.
No, go ahead. You can start your topic over. I was just fucking around.
Nah, nigga, we here now. Fuck it. You clearly were fucking around, though, nigga. We know this nigga said MVPs.
He said my MVPs. I said, what the fuck is that? I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about that first week.
You know what that shit sound like, nigga? When that nigga was talking to nobody, he said, yo, my young niggas. Switch these niggas. Switch these niggas. That nigga was talking to no one. He said, yo, my young boys. Come switch these niggas. Nigga, what? Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Switch who, one nigga? Nigga, get two nigga, and two nigga, get three niggas. Three niggas get four niggas, and five get my MVPs.
Yo, Darius, I'm about to play it. Look, Darius, look at this nigga.
That's why to the federal government. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay, have a good day.
Nah, fuck a good day. Make it a bad day. Hey, yo, that my old like niggas. Switch these niggas.
Is he talking to nobody? He just like just said that shit in the air. Yo, my outlaw niggas. Switch these niggas.
So he's talking to the air.
That nigga was talking to nobody, nigga. He walking out the door just randomly speaking. Yo, my outlaw niggas. Switch. All right, but look. What do you define as skill, Derek?
I think it's like self-explanatory. Somebody who does a lot of different things on the court. Like
what, nigga?
Dribble, shoot, footwork, post, shit like that.
Okay. Is defense a skill?
Yes. Yeah, defense, of course.
So defensive players are skilled?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can be a very skilled defensive player. Yeah.
Interesting.
Draymond is a very skilled defensive player.
I held the space a couple of days ago. It was about how do you define skills in basketball, and I went into the space with things because like for the conventional way of viewing this, the skilled in basketball is the skills you have when the basketball is in your hands, like the things you can do with the basketball wise in your hand, whether it be dribbling, whether it be posting up, so on and so forth. But to me, being skilled means way more than that. So. This is what I wrote down. So, skills, basketball skills. I said off-ball scoring, slashing, shooting, off-ball movement, shooting off screens, slashing off screens. And then I had on-ball scoring, which is driving with the basketball, shooting off the dribble, post-scoring, scoring out of pick and roll, ball handling, what that entails, shot creation, being able to create a shot with the ball in your hand. Then I got passing, playmaking, slash facilitation. I also put transition scoring, rebounding, which entails boxing out and all those different things. And then I asked, is defense a skill? And then I got post defense, shot blocking, on-ball defense, screen navigation, play recognition, being able to steal the basketball, stuff like that. To me, to be a skilled basketball player, it's not just what you do with the basketball in your hands. It's what you do when you don't have the basketball in your hands. I feel like the people say that Kyrie Irving is the most skilled player in basketball. I disagree because most of the shit that he is skilled at doing takes place when he has the basketball in his hands. When he gives the basketball up, he is not as dynamic at all. To me, Nikola Jokic is one of the most skilled players in the league because he is just as dangerous with the ball in his hands as he has what it is without when it's not in his hands. Feel the same way about Steph and an assortment of other guys like your Kevin Durant and so on and so forth. Like, he can play with the ball, and he can also play without the ball and be just as deadly. To that, y'all say what?
I think majority thinks that the majority definition of skill is what you're doing with the ball in your hands. That's what, when they speak about Kyrie, when they say Kyrie is that, that's what they're speaking about. Because majority thinks that being skilled is what they're talking about, skills with the ball in your hand, what you can do with the ball in your hand. And as far as that, that's why they say Kyrie is the most skilled player, because that's what they're talking about. And that's it.
I agree that
that's even like the OGs in the game, when they talk about skills, they talking about what you're doing with the ball. They don't really talk about everything else.
And I don't disagree with that, but I do feel like that's a very limited view of what being
skilled. I understand, but I'm just telling you what they think, and this is why they say that about Kyrie.
Because just offensively, that doesn't encompass everything that happens on the offensive side of the basketball. I'm not even, if we're just talking offensive skills and we leave defense out of it, that don't encompass all the elements of being an offensive basketball player. Because if you are a skilled basketball player, but only with the basketball in your hands, I do feel like there are ways to neutralize you as a basketball player. But if you can combine both, like say for a defense completely throwing their entire defense at you and say, hey, everybody else can play basketball except you, I don't think there is much you can do to limit a player that can do on and off. Like I feel like, to me, the most skilled players are players that you can't give them anything. You can't say, hey, we're gonna force you to be a driver, or we're gonna force you because you can't finish at the rim. Are we going to force you to be a shooter because you can't shoot? Are we going to force you to play left-handed because your left is weak? Are we going to force you right because your right is weak? Like, I feel like the most skilled players, they have a counter for everything. There's really nothing you can do to like stop them for real, save for like putting two and three people on them at a time. And then for some players, they're so skilled to where you put two people on them and they still figure out a way to get it done. So like, that's what skill does to me. I don't think it's just limited to what you do with the basketball. I feel like that's a very limited way of viewing the game. And it's kind of like those hezzy tween niggas who view the game. It's a lot of that shit is based on aesthetic. It's like how it looks versus that actually the impact on it. Because I've been in conversations with people and it's like, okay, so Kyrie Irving is a more skilled basketball player than Stephen Curry. Why is he not a better basketball player than Stephen Curry?
I don't think he has as high of the IQ, to be honest.
Okay, that's the first time somebody said that. Like, I've had this conversation before. This is the first time somebody mentioned IQ.
I think IQ makes a big difference because sometimes you just have that natural raw ability. It's like being.
I think IQ is a skill, by the way.
I think it's like the simplest way I can put this is like understanding how to do calculus and being able to teach calculus. It's one thing to be able to do calculus, but if you can't go out and explain it to me, do you truly understand calculus?
That makes sense. Darius, what's your answer to that question? If Kyrie Irving is more skilled than Steph, why isn't he better?
It depends, because I'm going off the definition of what people say. So if we're going off the definition of what people say, I think with the ball in his hands, Kyrie is more dynamic than Steph Curry. But what you said earlier, Steph is more complete offensive player than the Kyrie is. He's more complete offensively. But if you just put the ball in one of them hands, Kyrie is more skilled. He can do more. His footwork in the post is better. He finishes better at the rim. Like, his handles is better. He's more skilled that way. But as far as the overall offensive player, Steph is definitely better. He's the better total player to me by far. But I'm just – I don't really get the argument. It's like
– I mean, it's –
that because you say somebody more skilled and somebody don't mean you saying they're a better player. I don't
– But to that effect, if you're a more skilled basketball player, you should be better. If I'm more skilled than you,
technically, no.
How not?
No, you're more skilled with the ball in your hands. You could do more with the ball in your hands. That'll make you the better player.
I would think of it like hip hop. You have those people who are better technical rappers. No, because you have those people like in hip hop where you got those people who are better technical rappers, but they still can't put shit better than Jay-Z. Jay-Z right. Can do a complete better album musically, but they can't fucking he can't out rap like a Tech N9ne, for instance.
But a technical rapper, just because you're a technical rapper and you do have those abilities, that doesn't mean that you're a better rapper though. Like
that's my whole point.
That's exactly.
No, but listen, those two things are not congruent though. Like having technical ability and being a good rapper are not the same.
That's my whole point to the basketball.
To me, those don't run parallel. We're talking about and then also that's something that is subjective to the listener. I ain't talking about something that's subjective. I'm talking about something that is like that is very discernible based on the result. It's results based. So you have skills. You go out on the basketball floor. You apply those skills to the game, and based on what skills and abilities you have, you are able to affect the result of the game, whether it's a win or a loss. So that is very, like, it's no gray area. It's no subjectivity. Like that's and I guess the where there might be some confusion on what I'm saying about doesn't make you a better rapper. To me, I could think that Jay-Z is the best rapper alive. I don't, but I could think Jay-Z is the best rapper alive. And Ricky might think Tech N9ne is the best rapper alive. And that's subjective. That is subjective. But all three of us say that Steph Curry is better than Kyrie Irving. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference there. And a reason why we say that is because of the results of it. Steph is going out and done X, Y, and Z.
Where I can counter that argument is I can think that Tech N9ne is the best rapper alive for rapping, but I don't think he makes the best music.
Like, he's like the best artist.
There's a whole bunch of people when it comes to music, I think, oh, this guy will kill it. For instance, I think Lupe Fiasco will kill anybody rapping. Do I listen to Lupe's music more than half of these people? Hell no. I listen to Jay-Z's albums way more than Lupe because Jay-Z is the better artist.
My bad.
Oh, no, you're fine. That was it.
I don't disagree with that point. What I'm saying is there. I'm more than sure for each of us, there are artists who, for whatever reason, even if they aren't the most popular or whatever, the technical, we do like that rapper too. We like that rapper and we feel like that rapper is better than somebody. Even and away from just saying, oh, well, they rap better, but they don't make better music. There's a rapper like that we feel does make better music. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's so subjective. Music is subjective. I like something because of whatever reason. You might like it for a different reason. The sports shit is more, and I get the analogy. I do understand the analogy. So I'm not going to act like the analogy that you made is just like some off-base shit because I understand it. I just feel like in basketball and in football and things like that where whatever your skills are can be directly, because like there's politics with music to where like you might be a great musician, but you might not get a chance to even do it. Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, it's 48 minutes in the game. Y'all both get the same allotment of minutes. Y'all get to go out on the basketball floor and do whatever y'all need to do to whatever y'all are able to do, go on the floor and do X, Y, and Z. Versus Jay-Z may have got a break that insert rapper here didn't get. So that's kind of like, you know, I just feel like with sports, it's just like, yo, lace them up and whoever's better, you're going to figure it out type shit. I don't know. I hope that makes sense.
I get what you're trying to say, but we can start bringing other things involved as far as opportunities. Like you were saying, Jay-Z got this break here and there. Well, Curry got that break here as far as winning because he got KD, he got Clay, he got all those different things. So he was in a better opportunity at one time while perfecting his craft. You can kind of do the same thing. You can go into those little gray areas for different periods of time as far as how contracts came in and stuff like that that affects the game because it's not a single-player sport. It's a team sport. So the team you are involved does impact on how you win. So you can go into those kind of little gray areas. That's why I said the best thing I can think of for an analogy is on a one-on-one basis, we're not going technically boom. But when it comes to putting the whole product together, that's where things start changing. It starts becoming your body of work versus your own one-on-one skill. Because, like, shit, I could have a rapper who can really, really ball his ass off, but he doesn't know how to put it together, which would be that's where your coach comes in, a.k.a. your producer. You get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I do feel like Kyrie Irving has had those opportunities, though. That's why I feel like it's a more one-on-one comparison. Like, he has had the opportunities to play with great players and so on and so forth, you know?
Not systems designed for him.
I mean, what system do you feel like Kyrie Irving would?
I don't coach. I have no clue. That would be a lie if I even tried to play that. But I know Curry has a whole system dedicated to him.
Darius, I feel like Curry has a system built around his skills. And I feel like the skills that Kyrie Irving has, which is more so isolation scoring, they kind of put him in position to do that. Darius, what system do you think would be the best for Kyrie Irving?
To be honest, I wouldn't know either. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know. I have to think about that.
Like, I can't see Kyrie Irving coming off a pin down and no shit to get a jump shot. Like, it's like I watched his whole career basically. That's just not the, like, he plays. He wants to play with the ball in his hands, or he'll shoot spot shots with the ball out of his hands. He's not gonna move off the ball. You ain't gonna see him setting a bunch of picks for nobody. No shit, like that's just not the way he plays. And that's held true for pretty much every situation he's been in, whether it was with LeBron, where you could say he was the number two. When he went to Boston, he was the number one. He kind of played this. He plays the same way wherever he's at.
But again, I haven't seen him in a system with a great coach. Not to be honest and say, hey, we're going to play like this. This is what I'm basing it around. We've never seen Kyrie for real as a number one option. We've seen him on shitty teams where they don't even know what direction they're going to before somebody else comes over, a.k.a. LeBron. This is my team, and that's how we're going to run it.
You don't feel like he was the one in Boston? I felt like he was the one in Boston.
No. I don't even think he really got it in there. I'm going to be honest. He went in there. He was supposed to be the one, and – you know, he kind of got hurt. Tatum and them arose, and Tatum came in and took that team year one. Sorry, he dead ass did. That became his team. Like, he couldn't even get along with them because how fast he came in and took that team, man.
I disagree with that in terms of who was the number one. I think Kyrie was, like, clearly number one. And Tatum really didn't get to beat him because even the year one, like, the veterans on that team was taking more shots than Tatum, like, in the playoffs. Even when it was clear that he was better than them, they still would take him. And then the next year, when Kyrie Irving came back and they added Gordon Hayward to the mix, like
Gordon Hayward got hurt.
He did. But Kyrie Irving still, like, was the alpha and the number one on that team.
Yeah, but they were all, like, fighting. None of them got along. That's my whole thing. Like, the team was supposed to be Kyrie's, but he never got that will because he got injured. And by the time he came back, we already saw that the youth could carry that team. And because the youth carried that team and got as far as they did, and those guys clicked so well, Kyrie was supposed to be the number one, but they didn't respect that nigga. That was like a known beef. They were like, yeah, whatever. This nigga think this is his team, but
yeah. I feel like it's been a multitude of situations that Kyrie has been in where, like, I feel like it was apt for him to just go and play basketball. Like the Boston situation, you could say it wasn't his squad. I feel like it was. You could say it wasn't his squad or whatever, but he was the main guy. And the last time we saw him in Boston, it was them two back-to-back games where, like you said, like, yo, I'm not going to play like shit again. Then he came out and played like shit again. Then he went to Harden and Durant.
And, like, he wasn't the number one there.
I don't know. Maybe he's just not a number one.
Like, I've never seen anything built around him to be like, here, let's go. That's why I'm like, I've never really seen him get those opportunities.
Maybe that might be the issue. He's just not good enough to be in no more. And I don't know. But I didn't want to get this conversation bogged down too much on Kyrie. It was more so a general conversation about skill. But I do feel that way though. Like, and I understand Darius saying that he's going off of, like, the conventional way of viewing skill. It's like more like the what you can do with the basketball in your hand, skill. I get that. But to me, the conversation is bigger than that. And to me, the most skilled players to ever play the game, like a Kobe Bryant, he is like one of the best players of all time. Like Michael Jordan, one of the most skilled players to play, one of the best players of all time. And Kevin Durant, one of the best players of all, like. So to me, if you're the most skilled player, you're normally, like Hakeem Olajuwon, you're normally going to be better than everybody else because you're the most skilled player in the game. This has been episode 76 of the Wait Till You Hear This podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Dane Fresh. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Wait Till You Pod. You can follow Ricky on Twitter at Letter 18. Don't follow Darius because he might shoot you. Right. Anything y'all niggas want to say before we get up out of here?
Let me ask y'all one quick question. How many of y'all got new followers from the podcast? Just curious.
What you mean?
Like, has the page got any new followers from the podcast? Has the personal page got any? From the podcast?
People be following me, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
But you get them from the podcast?
Probably not.
All right, then. What the fuck is you telling me about? People follow me, nigga. Nigga, they probably do. Think you said
it. Don't nobody follow me because they might get shot, so I don't know.
I said they probably
do. We tell people not to follow Darius, so it's kind of cheating with that one.
Right.
I'm telling them niggas not to do it. Ain't follow that nigga. He ain't gonna do shit.
How you know? You put the people down like that, Lord?
What, yes, I am, Lord.
hey, Ricky, that nigga ain't did shit, but get some metal dropped on him.
That nigga call you a bastard for not having a marriage with your children.
Hey, that's the definition.
Hey, Darius, you thought you got the ups on that young man. That man came back and dropped that medal on your ass, nigga.
That nigga tried to assassinate you, Lord. He tried to drop a metal beam on your head like an Acme Tune character or some shit.
Hell no. Because he'd be up there with his great-great-granddaddy right now. He did that shit.
Oh, my Lord.
And we are out of here. Thank y'all for tuning in. Peace out. I hate y'all niggas, man.
Why?